We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Don't forget WCCO broadcasting some Twins Classic games. 2009, rather, is the one we're going to have on tomorrow night. Mike and I were talking about yesterday, game 163. Incredible game. And then this Friday night, when the Wolves beat Denver in game 82 to gain a playoff spot at home, I remember that night being over at that game. Max, you do too. That was just absolutely nuts. Boy, fans here so much want a championship NBA team. They just go nuts when we just get into the playoffs. And that'll be fun to listen to on Friday night. But what are the Wolves up to now in the midst of all of this?
The trade deadline passed. It reconfigured the roster. And so it's not as if you can sit and study and you can't watch the G League or overseas and all that stuff. You can sit and watch tapes. And you can work with guys. Obviously, you got to get to know these guys a little bit on individual things. And I don't know if they've let guys go back home March or not, because obviously, even if this season gets reconvened, you're going to have plenty of time before you can practice again together. You know, so most of these guys got to be on their own and just doing what they need to do to get ready. But this team didn't know each other very well. But when, you know, it's almost like you go, okay, now what was going on with the Wolves when this thing, you know? Well, Carl Anthony Towns was injured, and then his mom, of course, unfortunately, and both parents inflicted with coronavirus, and she had the medically induced coma last week. I haven't heard an update on her, and so I wish the best for him first and foremost. D'Angelo Russell's with the team. He and the Cavs only played one game together, and that was about it. You know, they were trying to kind of find themselves and feel their way through the rest of the season, and it wasn't going very well. So they can look at a lot of different things, but what they really need to do is get this team to play together, and then figure out who they want back next year and who wants to come back next year. How many guys want to come back and play for this team next year? So that when we last left them, that's what they looked like. But now they're all, you know, in a different spot. I mean, I have Eric Kendricks on tonight from the Vikings, and I was talking to him yesterday, and he's out in L.A., and he said he went on Amazon and ordered some home gym equipment stuff so he can work out at home and stay at home and kind of self-quarantine. He had been working out with Anthony Barr and Eric Wilson, his fellow linebackers, and obviously he can't do that right now. So he was just starting to get into the home workouts and stay ready that way out in L.A. So a lot of guys are going through that kind of thing right now, where they're starting to construct their own workout. They have a lot of help because they got trainers and coaches and people that can tell them what to do virtually, but you know, send them an email and a video email, all that stuff. But a lot of guys are just kind of taking their cues there and figuring it out on their own.
Boy, good luck finding home weight equipment, Maxie.
Boy, oh boy, I said this last year that Johnson used to be Second Wind, and they were sold out last Sunday of all barbells and weights. So I went back the other day and said, "You got any yet?" And I wasn't even trying to buy them. I was just trying to figure out what the market was. They said, "You can't buy them anywhere in Minnesota." They said, "Ours come from California, so we're really shut down right now." But they said, "Go try to find them anywhere." And I was at Target, and I just took a peek because they always carry some weights. And they were down to a couple of 2-pound weights, and that was about it. So they got, they were sold out immediately. It's kind of an interesting story there. Those the home exercise equipment, that's another industry that's been booming a little bit through all this. And they must be considered essential because I see they're still open.
What about baseball? What's going on with the Twins?
So they're down in Florida. They said, well, everybody went home to wherever home is if they wanted to. And so they all got their own workouts. And Taylor Rogers was saying last week that he plays catch with the same guy every day to minimize how many people that he would actually come in contact with just in general. And Nelson Cruz has a great big gym that he's working out of. So all those guys are on their own. They've been dispersed to wherever they want to go. However, in talking to different players, baseball people, they said this should not be, you know, they already were on a good course in spring training, so they know what it is they need to work on, hit and throw and field. So they should be in good shape that way because they know exactly what it is that they're doing and what they need to get out of. Most of these guys have enough money. They can have pitching machines. They can have their own batting cages. They can go down to a park and set up a pitching machine. They can throw real easy because it's nice weather wherever they are. So they should be just fine in terms of physically staying in good shape.
Mike, we are also looking at, really, so far, no cancellation here yet of the Minnesota Spring Leagues, are there?
Not officially, so you sit and wait, and what was it? Blake said that they won't do anything until May 1st, but I don't think that's much of a stretch now that the social distancing has been moved until the end of April. I guess there'd be an outside chance. I think in the people that I talked to the last few days in the major leagues, when you talk about the spring sports, NBA and NHL, they still feel like they could get a season in if they came back on June 1st. Now, what that would look like, I don't know if it would just be right to the playoffs, or, you know, the NHL really wants to try to get all these games in because they got so much money tied up in it. And then you got the salary cap, which is set on how much total revenue you had the year before. So there's a lot of things in play there for these teams. But I think June 1st would be, I think both leagues probably feel like they could pull something off if they played into mid-July. But you go beyond that much, and I think you might have to cancel the seasons.
Yeah, wow. Yeah, it's a tough deal. Well, I guess we could sit back and watch it. Maxie, what are you going to be up to tonight on the show?
So, yeah, Eric Kanners will join us. Brian Lawton's going to join us, talk about the NHL, and we'll grab a few more guests here before the day is over and see if we can get some different angles and avenues on it.
All right. Well, you might want to stop by Taco Bell on your way in because I see that they're giving free nacho cheese Doritos Locos Tacos today at the drive-thrus. I should say participating drive-thrus. No purchase necessary.
Make sure they're open.
Yeah.
They just stand in line, yeah.
That's right. So there you go.
The other day at Starbucks, you know, it got so backed up that she comes walking over across the parking lot there on France Avenue for Whole Foods. And she just stood in line and waited for her coffee because they didn't have coffee at the Whole Foods. And so she just stood in the drive-thru line in between the cars until she got to the window and ordered her coffee.
Well, Starbucks is giving the free coffee to the first responders, healthcare workers, all those dealing with coronavirus as well. So, well, that's pretty innovative on her
when
part.
When you need your coffee, I guess, you know?
Yeah. I was telling you, I was telling Steve this yesterday that my brother-in-law was at the gas station the other day on Sunday, I think it was, or Saturday, I can't remember. But he was filling up his car, and of course he pulled up to the pump, and somebody was right on the other side, and then that person was not happy that he was within 6 feet of her pumping his gas while their gas was being pumped too. And so he apologized. He didn't really know what else to do. And so he walked in, and as he said, he's at the counter waiting for that person to pay for their stuff. They said, yeah, and I'll take a couple of pack of cigarettes, too.
Said, oh, yeah.
There's your mixed message.
That's not the cherry on top, man. You're either waiting for him to buy cigarettes or those lottery tickets when you're in a convenience store, and both of them drive me nuts.
But moments before, they were asking to keep your six-foot distance.
Oh, yeah, you're 6 feet away. You might keep me from getting my cigarettes, yeah.
It was crazy. All right, Maxie, I look forward to hearing you tonight here on the radio.
All right, thanks, Dave.
He's Mike Max, WCCO on the Morning News.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.